دي مين؟
هلو، هاي
الو،
جيمي، مي كريش. هلو،
هاي
ام اوليفر.
هاي،
Do you remember?
فاين اكيد. هاي اوكي،
Yeah.
يس.
Sorry for calling you directly. I got your number from LinkedIn. So yesterday I have sent you a mail that we are
يس.
updating this report with conventional heavy data vehicle, heavy duty vehicle. So I just wanted to validate numbers with you. So is it a good time to talk with you? It's nice. We can talk about for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I can talk 5 minutes. It's fine.
Yeah, basically the market size which I'm getting for conventional heavy duty vehicle is coming around $294 billion, and we estimate that this market will grow at around 6 to 8% of growth rate from 2023 to 2032. So is it not feasible, or what do you say?
I mean, as I said last time, I don't really have those numbers. I'm not that kind of expert, unfortunately. So it sounds reasonable, but I'm not the expert in those numbers.
So let me explain you the methodology I followed to get this number, so you can understand then better it. So what I did, I already calculated the autonomous vehicle market, right, for heavy duty vehicles.
Yep.
So however, what I did, so I just subtracted the total production, which includes autonomous plus ICE plus electric vehicles, and I subtracted the total minus autonomous, then I got the conventional heavy duty vehicles, and then I multiplied it with the average selling price, then I got this value for global one. This is what I methodology
okay.
followed.
And how did you get the total number of autonomous vehicles?
From secondary resources such as like OICA, IEA, like that one. So there, these resources have the production data for from 2014 to till this date, and also I use the historical data patterns to decide the growth rate from 2023 to 2032, so which is coming around 6 to 8%.
I see, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the market share by region for the year 2022 is coming around, for North America it is 29 to 31%, for Europe it is 11 to 13%, for UK it is coming around 0 to 1%, China it's coming around 16 to 19%. However, for APJ, means Asia Pacific and Japan, it's coming around 38 to 40%. For rest of the world, it is 2 to 4%. For this is for year 2022. Yeah.
Okay, makes sense, I guess. Looks
so
not unreasonable, at least.
Yes. So the next segment, which is by vehicle type, which includes heavy trucks, heavy buses. So heavy trucks market share is coming around 77 to 80%, and however, for heavy buses it is coming around 20 to 23%. What do you say? Because already you know that this heavy buses sales or production is less, as much as less compared to heavy trucks, right? And
yeah, but I don't see so many heavy bus projects running right now, so I'm a little bit curious where those are coming from. I mean I see one or two here and there, but not so much more.
Yeah, I agree, but basically this market share is in value, which is coming from multiplying volume into the price, and the price of these heavy buses are so much higher compared to the heavy trucks, means you can say 2-3 times more, right? So that's why this share is coming. So market share by application is coming for, like, I have considered applications such as construction, mining, public transport, agriculture, freight and logistics, and others. So construction and mining hold around 26 to 28%, public transport 21 to 23%, agriculture is coming around 2 to 4%. However, for freight and logistics, it is coming around 47 to 49%, and the last orders is holding around 1 to 3%. What do you say?
But how do you in agriculture? I guess you only calculate the heavy vehicles in agriculture, because I mean agriculture obviously have a lot of autonomy.
Yes, yes.
I mean they have a lot of autonomous tractors and so forth.
Yes, I agree. Okay. That's why it holds less market share, 2 to 4%, not more than 5 or 10%. The largest segment is logistics. It is near to 50%, you can say.
And then you're including ports.
Yes, yes.
The ports is probably a bigger.
Yes.
The big one.
Yes. So the second one is construction and mining, which is So how about these things? Are these reasonable to go ahead?
I think so. Could be. I would like to go back to number three again. I mean, just looking at.
Okay.
Let's say China for a second. Yeah. Where you have the heavy trucks versus heavy buses. I mean.
Okay.
I know for a fact that there are probably around 1,000 heavy trucks running right now in autonomous testing in China. And I know there might be 10 buses, or what I know of, but I might be wrong, but it feels like the heavy trucks should be a lot bigger. Even though the buses are more expensive, the volume is so much bigger. From what I see as a Westerner, of course, but so I'm probably missing things.
Let me tell you the volume, by volume, the market share. So the by volume market share is coming for heavy trucks, it is coming 90%, and for heavy buses, it is 10% in terms of volume.
Yeah. Do you have any, when you say 90, how many vehicles are in those 90%? Do you have any idea?
Yes. The vehicles are around 4 million heavy trucks globally, 4.5 million and 0.5 million heavy buses are there.
But are we talking now, which time frame are we talking about in this case? Is it always 22 to 30?
Yes, 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 2022 it is.
To 2030?
No, it is for a base year, 2022, this volume I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have, there's no 4 million heavy trucks autonomous 2022.
No, that's not data for autonomous. I'm talking about the conventional heavy trucks.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, then you're right. Okay, sorry.
Okay, then, thank you. We will publish this report I think on next Monday, so after that I will share with the updated executive summary. Have you received the executive summary of this report? I think we have not published this report, that's why you might have not received the executive summary, but
I haven't received, I just got an email with your text. I have no attachments.
Yeah, basically, due to the heavy demand from this in clients and industry experts from this market stress, we are updating this data, our conventional one. So after that, this completion of this study, we will publish the report by anyhow in the next Monday. So that then after that, I will share with you the executive summary.
Good.
Fine.
Good. But just curious. Since I mean I don't have much numbers here. I mean I guess you're not publishing any names of your sources here.
No, absolutely not. Basically,
we
I'm just validating these numbers with you. We use the secondary resources for that. So don't worry about that. I will use the company name, your company name, or your name in anywhere.
Thank you. So awesome. Yes. Thank you. Good check.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Thank you very much, and looking forward to see the results.
Yes, yes, same here. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.